from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend. The Lord said this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
I greet all of you on this 38th Sunday after Pentecost. The church today is preparing for the great Lent, week number 2 of that preparation. And we read today from Luke's Gospel this beautiful parable of the publican and the Pharisee, the publican being the tax collector, sort of our second tax collector gospel reading in 2 weeks. It need not be a very long preaching because it's obvious what the theme is, and that is humility. But I think people misunderstand what humility is. And maybe not so much anymore, because I've been telling you for years, but I'll keep reminding you as well as myself that humility has nothing to do with a disposition in terms of like how someone walks around, or do they have their head covered, are they carrying their chokey around, do they do all the right things in church like the Pharisee. But rather, humility is 100% absolute knowledge of who you are in the context of God. And that's why sometimes we might mistake, like, oh, that person is so humble, they don't talk, they have their head bowed, they just kind of walk, this way or that way. Well, maybe some of those people understand who they are, and thus holding their head up high and being proud and being what my old master used to call the super-duper orthodox. Those who knew everything. And they could teach you everything in a 10-minute session about orthodoxy. Rather, it's something that you have to grapple with your entire life. And humility means I know what exactly I am. And some people can do that and still say, well, I would rather much be more immersed in my sin than try to repent. Because we're all very comfortable with our own filthiness. It's hard to take a shower sometimes and to clean ourselves because we're just too lazy or we're too comfortable. The parable that Christ is telling his disciples is telling us, in order to, I mean, this is not Christ talking about Great Lent, but we're using this gospel. In order to get ready for Great Lent, a time of repentance, a time of cleaning house, a time of arranging things properly in our lives, we have to have a knowledge of ourselves completely and not be ashamed to say that in confession before God. What I would like everyone to do, if humanly possible, is not wait till Holy Week to come to confession, because I might scare you off. Because it's like, really? It's been 10 weeks? You come during Holy Week, the busiest time for the priest? But rather, everyone should come prior to the Great Lent. You should come prior to the journey, not in the midst or the tail end of the journey, because the priest is holding that carrot over you. I don't want confession to be like that. Confession, as I said in the bulletin, you are not convinced that it has value because you still use it as an obligation that once a year, maybe, I don't keep track, but not everybody comes every year. It's seen as a perfunctory, legalistic, transactional thing. It's not really seen by the community as something spiritual, something that helps us grow. So don't be afraid to admit to God all that you are. It's like going to the doctor. I'm going to the knee doctor. I'm probably going to get another surgery. But this time, we have an MRI. We have x-rays. The doctor and I will have a frank, honest conversation about the reality of my body. And we would all want that at the doctor. But spiritually, we don't want that sometimes. And that's the mistake we're making if we cannot confess our sins honestly before God. God knows your sins. That's not the issue. He's not like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. He knows everything. But when we can say it in front of another human being, and actually in front of the whole community, because that's what the priest represents, that's when healing begins. That's when the sense of, I said it, it's out there. Yes, it's shameful perhaps. But brothers and sisters, the state of our soul is what's at stake here. It doesn't matter what the priest thinks of you. I think nothing less of anybody because they confess their sins, because I confess my sins to another priest also. So humility, put that in your bag, the bag that you're preparing, along with desire to see Christ. That's what we put in our bag last week. And I gave you a little list of incidentals in the bulletin to put into your bag, and even a few things to leave at home. Because when we pack for a journey, sometimes we say, well, I don't really need that for the journey. Oh, I should probably take that. So look at the little list. It's not exhaustive. Add that to your bag, or just say to yourself, I don't need this in my bag. Put humility, put desire, and just know, as I promise, whatever you put into that bag and prepare for the Great Lent, you will be able to carry. Take the time serious, for we do not know how many more times we have on this earth, brothers and sisters. Take the time to cleanse ourselves. Get out of the world for a moment. Get out of all the empty promises, all the sin and the vice that we crave so much, and in the end we find ourselves terribly empty. The only way for fulfillment and joy in this world has nothing to do with this world. The only way for true life and fulfillment in this world, my dear brothers and sisters, is to follow Christ. Easier said than done, yes. But nonetheless, that's the task before us as we continue in this preparatory time of getting ready for the Great Lent, so that we enter the journey with some armament, some weaponry, some tools, some things that we need and that we will need to sustain us during the difficult journey that's ahead of us. At the same time, difficult yet joyous and beautiful. It's really a beautiful time of the year. Let's prepare for it, brothers and sisters, by packing our bag well. Today, put in humility. Get in touch with who we really are before God. Confess our sins. Be healed and cleansed. For that is the desire of our good God, is to make all of us whole, to make all of us human. Amen.